Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. This is In This League on Sports Grid. ITLN Sports Grid, as a matter of fact. I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We're your hosts for the next 3 hours. Three freaking hours, man. We got Casey Bubba coming up in hour three. We've got football action. All the picks. We're going to talk about week six, go through our picks, see how we've been doing a little bit. And we've got some baseball. And Bogman has, I'm going to set the stage here for a minute. I'm completely forgetting the championship round. The ALCS, the NLCS is here. I couldn't think of what it was. It's not the divisional. It's a championship series.
Right.
Is here. But it is not without controversy because we went to game five in the NLDS. And it was quite an experience on a lot of different factors, which I'll tell you about, especially my experience. But Bogman has deemed maybe the worst, would you say the worst call in playoff history happening in that game?
I would have to go through and look and see what the worst calls were. Because I'm sure there's another worse one that, you know, was in the World Series, right?
There's probably like 30, but yeah.
But yeah, for sure. There's probably 30 that were worse than this one. But it's kind of funny, too, because, you know, Bubba is a Giants fan and we were recording in the middle of his game. So you and I are recording after it. So you're going to hear Bubba being upset and elated later in the show about his game. Now we know, of course, he is depressed. But Wilmer Flores, who I've called a crybaby because he was, when he was going to get traded from the Mets, he started crying on the field.
Yeah,
like a crybaby. Like, which is fine. Would. You know, everyone's allowed to have their emotions, all that stuff.
But yeah, I mean, you hear that. Like,
I thought it was funny.
Being a crybaby isn't the worst thing in the world. It's just,
no,
you're a crybaby.
I would rather be a crybaby than a dick. So,
yeah.
For sure. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Wilmer Flores is up at bat. He's the last hope for the Giants. It's an 0-2 count. And he check swings, not even close to going. And they rung him up. Unbelievable.
And friends, that ended the series.
The series.
So let's talk a little bit of baseball right after this, right here on In This League. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
In this league.com, patreon.com/ITLArmy. It's the same thing. It's the same place. Why not just always say in this league? Because I don't always trust it. I don't always trust that it's going to take it. I'm going to type it in right now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in this league.
It's broken before.
It has been broken before. I click on and type it in this league.com. You know where it takes me, Boggs? You know where it takes me?
Patreon.com/ITLArmy.
Patreon.com/ITLArmy. That is how people can easily come and find all of the crazy and awesome stuff that we provide for everybody. We have got, I've got a top 15 prop bet sheet that I put together. It was 12-3 last week. Said that a million gajillion times. Just going to keep promoting that this week until it goes away and I'll never mention it again. I got a prop sheet. Bogman's got his weekly ranks. I don't know if you know this. Bogman was number one IDP ranker in week 5. Mm. No big deal. He's got his college betting stuff. We've got group me rooms to hang out. We do comedy secret shows. We've got live streams. We're playing Madden on Twitch. We're doing all this fun stuff, trying to create a cool and awesome and unique experience in the fantasy sports world. And we'd love to have you. We'd love to have the sport, but also to have you come and hang out. So go to inthisleague.com. It'll take you there. Sign up today and have so much fun. So Boggs, first pitch Arizona is going on out here as everything is happening. I had a great baseball weekend because I spent the weekend essentially with Eno Saris. It was me and Eno, Chris Blessing from Baseball HQ as well, for 2 days. And then come Thursday, the game 5 is on. And early morning, I did some stuff myself, met Eno and Chris over and a couple other guys over at Surprise Stadium where I would say the Royals and Rangers play, but there's a whole bunch of else going on. We're there, we're watching, you know, Spencer Torkelson, Brett Batty play. We go over on a backfield to watch Instructs. Al Leiter is there with his kid, Jack Leiter, who was the number two pick. Yeah, it was awesome. We're doing all this stuff, and then we're cruising back to Mesa for the night game, and we're going to try to get some interviews and stuff. And we get to the field, we get on, we're getting the interviews up, and then, you know, we talked about this a little bit before, but Eno and Chris are just like, we're going to go back to this hotel bar. We got to watch this game. Like nobody, we realize we're on the field with prospects, but we're like, we got to go back to this game and we got to watch
game 5. Yeah.
It's game 5. So I stay to conduct some player interviews. And when it's finally done, the sun has come down. I get over to this hotel and in this huge sports kind of bar area, the entire fantasy baseball world has come down in this room. All the analysts that people like, Paul Spohr, Jason Collette, Justin Mason, Eno Saris, Nick Pollock, Derek Carty's there. Everybody is there, and everybody is focused on the game. And we have hardcore Giants fans, and we have some hardcore Dodger fans. And it was a crazy experience watching a game 5 like that if you were there. But I didn't finish the game watching like that. The Giants gave away the lead and the Dodgers were up and the room got kind of quiet. And mind you, a few beverages had been had and everyone was getting very quiet. I go over to the stadium for a tiny bit for this Arizona Fall League game and the Giants had taken the lead by Darren Ruff and I can only imagine what was going on. And you and I are on the phone in the final at bats and Flores is up and this check swing happens and you were just, you were beside yourself because it's a Dodger win. And also, like you said,
how do you call
maybe the worst call in playoff history?
I mean, I'm sure there's something that we're not thinking of. It's 1000% recency bias and all that stuff. But how do you call that a strike? How do you lean on that was definitely a strike? And this is Gabe Morales, who I'm sure everybody knows his name at this point. You know, someone already changed his Wikipedia to Gabe Morales is a umpire that works for the Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, all that fun stuff that happens when you screw up a call like this. And I mean, it's just so horrible. And I don't know what he was looking at because he wasn't even close to going. Like, he definitely had a check swing, but he was not close to crossing, you know, the plate. So I don't know what he was seeing, but it was completely wrong. Everyone agrees with that. And, you know, it causes a loss in a series. You know, look, you talk about numbers and projections and all that stuff. Was it probably going to end like this anyway? Yes, for sure. I don't know if it had any significant impact into the series, but the thing is we're never going to know because he made a bad call and it ended the series. So it's just, you know, this is just another thing that people can clamor for robot umps for. So,
yeah, that's an interesting point to put it like that. I'd also say, do you think we're in a space? Was this another one of those instances where, like, the best playoff game didn't happen in the World Series? I mean, I know that's preemptive to say, but it's like 2-100 win teams were forced to play in the divisional series. Incredible matchup across the board. I mean, this game saw Logan Webb pitch his ass off. Julio Urias was a 20-game winner, pitch his ass off. Then you have Camilo Doval, who had been an incredible spark on the back half of the year, come in, give up this run, and the game has Max Scherzer in to close it out. I mean,
first save of his career.
Incredible. Incredible setup to everything, and then you realize that was a divisional series, and now we have a champion, we have an NLCS, and then we got to go to the World Series. It's just a bummer that it ended like that, and it had to end on a call because Giants fans are going to be out for blood. I got to tell you, I could not be happier that I was not at that bar. I mean, Justin Mason, his wife, a couple other hardcore Giants fans are in there. I have to imagine it's not going
to
be pretty.
They've all been asked to leave the hotel yet.
Yeah. Probably some noise complaints. I heard there were some noise complaints the night before too. I can't imagine this one. And this is like a hotel bar. And dude, I'm telling you, it was so loud in there. I was like, I don't know if this bar staff can handle this. I don't know if they can handle it, but they were probably making that good old baseball cash money.
But it's the same one from
money.
The last time. Obviously last year's was canceled.
Yeah, but they weren't at Sloan last the year before that.
They weren't. It's the. It's
a
hotel.
Completely different hotel. Okay. It was really nice. It was a really nice place, but
I wonder why they can never go back to the same place twice. So
yeah, well, not when playoff games are running in, and that was just a completely different experience. Also, that players probably had. It's interesting too. Across the street, you have the Giants' Marco Luciano, top prospect. He's playing right there, and then you know there's no knowledge of what's happening in this game. So now, who do you root for? Do you root for the Astros, Bogman?
The Braves. Yeah, you root for the Braves. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I mean, I don't really – if the Astros win the World Series, that's fine to me. You know, the people that I live around would really like that to happen. So, I mean, they care less about the Astros cheating than they care about Mask out here. I mean, they do not care. So they're like, yeah, no, we didn't cheat. It's fine. I was like, okay, well, whatever you say.
They're like, that's fake. That's fake news.
Fake news, right?
Astros cheating. That's fake news.
Everyone's
man.
Cheating. It's they're just pinning it on us because we won. Okay, didn't hear about the next World Series winners, but
Astros should secede from MLB. That's what I think they should do.
Oh man, but yes. So that is what my thing is. Just not the Dodgers. So Braves. Go Braves. Oh, the Braves chant. Let's go. All that stuff. I'm here for it. Let's go Braves. Biggest Braves fan. Always been.
Yeah. Well,
lifelong got, Braves fan.
Maybe. And you've always said that. And everybody already got Red Sox Astros game one, which had Chris Sale and Framber Valdez. And
what a great game, right?
Yeah. And this Saturday, as people are listening, was lined up for game two and then game one. And there it is. Yeah. Dodgers and Braves game one. So Saturday, a good baseball day, and Sunday is going to have game two coming up on TBS, Dodgers and Braves. So we'll go into Monday, each team having two games under their belt and a little bit closer to the World Series.
Who would you rather have win, the Astros or the Red Sox? Ugh.
I mean, I'm a masochist, so I want it to be Houston, LA.
What?
Like, I absolutely. Here's why. Here, follow me here. Who does anybody root for?
Yeah.
I want to watch the world burn. I want to watch it. I am all Astros, all Dodgers.
Firmly be rooting for the Astros.
No, oh, that's ridiculous. Cheater. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Over the Dodgers. All right, we got to go to break. Don't go there. When we come back, it's NFL, it's picks, how we did, how we're going to do, right here on In This League.
Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
In This League is on podcast. Podcasts everywhere. Whatever app you're using, minus Google Podcasts. But if you're doing a little iHeartRadio, a little Spotify, maybe some iTunes, maybe you got some other cool podcast app that you like to play with, In This League, or search ITL and you're gonna get the gambit. ITL football. Baseball, there's CFF, there's the Individual Defensive Podcast, which is an IDP podcast with Gary Davenport and Scott Bogman, and I've got Prospect One if you like some prospects. I'm going to have lots of Arizona Fall League coverage. On the most recent one this past weekend, Eno Saris, Chris Blessing, a couple other guys on interviews. Next week, I'm going to have some players that are going to be in there. You want to get the latest on all the prospect stuff, there's that. So Prospect One, ITL Baseball, Football, CFF, Individual Defensive Podcast. Check them all out on your podcast app and subscribe and sign up so you get all the latest and greatest. Also, it's not an ITL podcast, but Bogman's on other stuff like the CFF Winning Edge.
CFB Winning Edge, yes.
CFB Winning Edge.
Apologies. With Nick Allen and Xavier Trish, that one is a lot
I like
of
Xavier a lot. I have never met Nick, but I met Xavier and I liked him a lot.
Yeah, Xavier is great, dude. And Nick is great, too. Nick is just an unbelievable wealth of information. Like
a lot of gambling. You're going to get a lot of college gambling picks.
Yeah, and he's not even like a forecaster or a picker, but he does. I mean, he has systems that he runs. And if you're looking for a depth chart for college football, you can never find one online. He has his on his Patreon. That would be patreon.com/CFBWinningEdge. And it's incredible. It's over 10,000 college football players, and he has VGR, which we would call video game rating. And he gets that from the NCAA game that everyone our age, the Welsh, used to play, which, you know, to me is the GOAT video game of all time. And when it comes back, I will be playing it nonstop because for some reason I have a PlayStation now. So the Welsh and I have been playing Madden. It has made us into worse human beings.
Now, you know what, though? You keep saying that. I actually think it's making us better because the realization of how quick we were able to become bad again, we broke bad. I think the realization of that was actually a good thing. I think we were able to break off of that. So
pretending to be nice anymore, specifically to
now we're getting real. No, I'm saying we're more conscious of our bad habits and badness in it. I feel like we're breaking out of that better. So I think it's good. Yeah, by the way, I'm going to mention it later, but twitch.tv/InThisLeague. Check that out. Next break, we'll tell you about some stuff here. But yeah, I mean, the gambling stuff has been great. It's a great crew, and I didn't even realize how much, you know, ITL has had in gambling, at least this year, between the stuff that we've been doing and the stuff that Nick Allen has gotten. He had a little, his model had a little bit of a rough start to the year, but didn't it just go boom? Didn't it pick the hell up right after the first week or two?
It's picked up. It's not as good as it was last year. But there've been and he'll say this, you know, he said this on many podcasts, his system is never going to project much over 70 points. He was happy when his Ole Miss Tennessee game got to 72 points, I think, in his model. this week because the over is set at 80, right? But yeah, it has gotten better in recent weeks for sure. So, and that's just, you know, we've never had a year after COVID before. So yep. There's a lot of sussing out to do in the NFL and in college. So specifically in college, just because the rosters are so weird. So many guys didn't play. Some of your guys coming back. Lots of the transfer portal is open now. So college football is insanity this year.
Lots of sus. Lots of suspects. A little sussy sus. speaking of suspect, Bogman and the Welsh's overall picks through 5 weeks. We've got our results here, and you know, I had a really, what was it, like a really good week four, I want to say that it was, or week three. One of them was like some insanely good week that really brought me back, but unfortunately, not great on the spreads where I had been pretty good. And it's got my overall, my overall win percentage is just under 500 on the spreads and a little bit more on the over unders. But in week five, I was 6-9, not nice, on my spreads, and 7-8 in the win loss department. Now, to be fair, as Bogman and I have said a million times, we would not actually bet all these. We are giving you all of the lines, and we try to go through and tell you the ones that we really like. I will point out, though, three of the games, I don't remember, I think I had four games that I loved. Three of the four I was right on. I completely was wrong on Carolina. That was not one. But I did say I loved Green Bay, I loved the Tennessee one, and I liked Tampa Bay. And those were all of my wins. I did hit those as far as the spreads go, and I hit... I actually hit three of the four over-unders as well in those. So the ones that I felt really confident about, I was good, but I was not good on the overall. You were a little bit better. You were actually over 500 on spreads. You were 8-7 in a really good second half of the day, and you were 7-8 on the win-loss line. And your year, you're about where I'm at. You're one good week away from being over 500 on the spreads.
right.
But you and I are both a little distance away on the over unders, which we've kind of.
And honestly, I think I was the opposite of you. Like, I was better overall, but I think the ones that I liked weren't so hot this week. So, you know, it's been cruel this year. And look, all the books, you know, it's funny because Nick was talking about this on his CFP Winning Edge podcast as well, where, you know, he is, I think, hovering right around 50%, but there is, I can't remember who it is, but someone puts all of the different, you know, projection systems together and shows you who's the most accurate. And there's like 38 of them, and he's 11th, sitting just over 50% above like ESPN's FPI and a couple of the other big ones as well. So, you know, it's just football's been a rough game so far this year. And you know, I know you said Vegas might be losing it on their prop bets, but they are winning it on straight up bets for sure. So
yeah, I mean, I'm still very, you know, new into, because we're able to, like, we always follow this stuff and we talk about this stuff, blah blah blah. But like, really being able to dig in because Arizona became legal, we've really gone full throttle, and I'm having these waves. You know, I started really hot in NFL and was okay in college, and then I kept a decent trajectory of NFL and then down in college really bad, and then we kind of went up NFL, and then now I'm trajectorying down and the college is coming back up. It's just weird, the intersecting that's happening, and Vegas is winning a bunch of money. You know, my prop bets have been my best. I'm not counting whatever's going to happen this week, 40-30 on my prop bet sheet. And that's been my best thing is the player props, but my overall picks have kind of struggled. So there might be a fade or play. And I'd also say, like, it's kind of rough. You know, these they're getting stronger. These lines are getting harder. I have a couple games I feel relatively confident about, and I know you do as well, and we'll talk about those. And there's another promotion. You actually want to hear a little bit more breakdown on it. Our In This League Fantasy Football feed, the Friday edition, is straight gambling talk, just bet this league. And we go through our top 10, our favorite bets of the week, and our top 10 bets. And some of those lines are in there. And as we go through here, we'll tell you about the ones that we feel the most confident about. Plus, we've even got some of where the money is, which Do you find it helpful? Do you like what percentage of knowing how how heavy the money is going in an area? Like, what percentage of helpful and usefulness do you find out of it?
Not much. I would say I try not to let that influence me, because I mean, look, there's, you know, wow, you know, there's an overwhelming favorite, you know, and that's it's nice to see that, to know,
but like,
where
if
the,
you see 60,
where the money's going.
But if one is 60%, okay. But what if one's 95%?
95%, I go, okay, especially if I'm on the opposite end, I go, what am I missing here? You know, so it kind of, it makes me pause and reevaluate. And sometimes I go, okay, you know what, these guys got a point, and I'm going to do this. But other times I'm just like, yeah, they don't have the point. I don't understand where this is going. And, you know, there, it's kind of middling as far as, you know, and that's how Vegas makes their money, man. Fade the public. You know what I mean? That's how the old gambling saying goes. So, I don't know. It helps sometimes, but sometimes it can also be a hindrance, but you can say that for anything in gambling. I mean, that's why it's gambling. It's a, It can come to a crapshoot, but, you know, I think as long as if you believe in your logic and you follow it, you're not going to win every time, but you're going to win more often than not. And that's what we've been doing this year.
Yeah, I mean, your college has been the same way. You had like one really bad week, but you've been, you know, having solid weeks. And this, what was your week six?
That was 5-5. And that was because stupid Texas A&M, who had never looked good once in a game this year, beat Alabama. By some miracle
Alabama,
of God,
man.
Yeah, I was livid, dude. I mean, and there's been some of those, you know, I was in on, I didn't even pick Minnesota against Bowling Green. I just picked the over, and then Bowling Green beat Minnesota straight up. Unbelievable, you know? So, you know, I've only had 1 week below 500, and that was 3-7. And the next week I bounced back at 7-3. And everything else has been, you know, 5-5 or better. So
Bogman's ready to, well, we'll see. Very interesting week seven. You're like, I'm ready to move on to week seven. I'm talking about the past. We're moving on to the future, getting the thing. So
you guys know I was great this week. Obviously all the games have played by the time you're listening to this. I was amazing.
Obviously. UTSA Street, totally won.
Vegas is calling 20. Me. Yeah. They're like, hey, we need you here. And I'm, you know, thinking about accepting. So
living the high, just ditching me. You're like, I finally got away from him, and I'm just now doing Vegas. It's beautiful.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
When we come back, though, we are going to be hitting all the games. Like I said, we've got the over-unders, we've got the spread, we've got where the money is. We're going to be making all of our picks. We'll tell you where some of our favorites are right here on In This League. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. After that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, ITL plays some video games on Twitch. That's right, just what you've always wanted. A couple almost 40-year-olds who have been 12, 10 plus years away from video games, playing back on it on a platform that they don't understand or frequent themselves. I mean, if you're tired of just watching people dance in bathtubs and want to see video games from, you know, washed up people, we got you. Twitch.tv/InThisLeague. What we do different is we also play against each other on Twitch. Madden going down, trying to figure out how to do the franchises and maybe even throw some other games. You can sub us. You can get rid of the ads. We're going to add some fun ways to actually be able to bet on stuff in it. There's some cool extensions I just haven't had time to set up. But we are on there. Sub or just follow twitch.tv/InThisLeague. Bogman and I rocking it a couple times a week. This week was a little sparse just because the Arizona Fall League and I've been out a whole bunch. But we did a Tuesday stream and we try to get, you know, two or three going in. And maybe we'll get a solo stream of Bogman coming in the few weeks.
My power went out in the middle of it.
Yeah, your power went out in the middle of doing it. But luckily I was on there. So
my neighbors are like, yeah, that kind of happens sometimes. I'm like, really?
What, do you
live in Iraq?
Well, you guys have like those rolling blackouts because Texas apparently just does not know how to doesn't know how to like manage any of their power or anything.
Well,
we
had a blackout earlier this year. I mean, I've been here 2 months. Power's gone out twice, right? Power never went out in Arizona because it is, if the power companies have the power out in the summer, they get fined an enormous amount. It is, they do not screw around. You have to have your AC in Arizona or you will die. So you got to have it. But they turned off the power for like 6 hours to fix the wires so that that freeze thing doesn't happen again. Like, so they had to turn the power off to fix it. They got it fixed and then turn the power back on. So if it freezes again this year, my area shouldn't have that problem, but who knows? I have no idea. So
Your area, your specific area, elitist. What kind of area? Yeah. I was talking with Jason Collette. Jason Collette, by the way, said he, grew up in the town right across from you because I mentioned where you were and he knew exactly where Conroe was. And I had a very specific, I won't mention it here, Boggs, or anything, but a very specific description of the city that you live in. And,
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, so. You could think of some of the words of that special region that you're
talking
in.
About earlier. You know,
yep.
Stuff, so
let's talk about week six. Let's talk about week six. Let's talk about week six and all
week
of the
six,
picks.
Baby.
Yeah. Let's talk about London games.
Let's talk about week six.
There's another London game. I'm sick of it. Jacksonville, though, you know, the future London home, is coming back and they're facing the Miami Dolphins. At least if they're going to do it, just send Florida there. Just get Florida out of here and send them over to London. Just what everybody wants. What a great example of the U.S. and to send Florida over to London. But whatever.
Are they all like this? You think that's what the Brits say? Like, are all the fans like these Jacksonville and Miami fans here? I mean, it was way more fun when we had Tampa Bay here. So.
You're like, certain parts of the country, maybe, but not everywhere. Jacksonville, London. Jacksonville is technically the home because they'll at some point be relocated to London. So they are given as the home one. So our first game up here as we roll along here is Miami-Jacksonville. Miami is a 3-point quote-unquote road favorite. And 47 is the line, Boggs. Currently, it's kind of a pick-em-ish thing for the spread. But 80-ish percent of the money as we are doing this is on the under. And I fell into it last week. The logic made sense with the Jets in Atlanta, and it was 45.5, and it went to like 47. We just missed it. I thought it made so much logical sense, and I see why people are doing it again, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, maybe these are worse. This is a worse matchup, but I don't know.
I mean, once again, as we've reiterated on this show many times, there's no way I am betting on this game. For two reasons. Number one, I don't know who the hell is going to win between Miami and Jacksonville. They're both terrible. So I would assume it's Miami because Jacksonville has won zero games. So I am going to take the Dolphins. I'll take the under just because I don't know who is scoring here. Is Jacksonville scoring with Trevor Lawrence, who's been terrible? Or is Miami scoring with Jacoby Brissett, who has, guess what, Welsh, been terrible.
Terrible.
So I hate this game. I like fantasy players now. I like James Robinson. Like LaVisca Chenault. I want to see if, please run Trevor Lawrence more, Urban. What are you doing? And do you see this idiot said that he wants his passing offense to have 250 yards and his rushing offense to have 250 yards a game. You know, the leader, I think, is Minnesota at 177 yards per game. So, you know, how about have a 100-yard rushing game first before you go off on that nonsense? So, I mean, you know, there's too many things I could say I want. But
Sam.
Anyway,
to hear them.
Well, I'm sure you would. But the problem is that no one else would. So but I'm going to go with the under here because I don't know who scores. So give me Miami and give me the under and I will be asleep for this entire game.
Yeah, I'll definitely be asleep for this entire game. I don't think I'm going to mess with much of the game, though. I have been quite fond of Trevor Lawrence rushing props, but they keep creeping up. I think it creeped up to 22 this last round, and I don't like that. I liked it was when it was in the teens, but I don't love a lot about this game, but I'm kind of in the messy territory. I think Atlanta Jets showed a little bit of that. Miami's shown a little bit of ability to score. They got the ball to Myles Gaskin, which was also kind of a barometer of them not running the ball and passing more. Jalen Waddle's going to get open, and he's going to make some plays. I don't know where the update currently is, but it was out there that Tua could play and may potentially play.
Yeah, I mean, he could play, but I don't really care.
And there may be series. But I'm talking about messy, and I think Jacksonville's defense is messy, but I also think their offense can score. James Robinson's best player in this game. Lawrence is looking a little bit better to get the wide receivers back in. You know what? Jacksonville is at home, literal home in London. I'm going to take Jacksonville in this one over Miami because they're not crazy impressive, and I think it might be spite, but I just don't want to take the under again because I did this London thing and it didn't work out. I think these guys play messy and I'm going to go with the over. I'm going to fade the public.
But
on that
even if there was a prop in this game, would you be touching it? You're not going to be awake to see it. Yeah, you know what? That worked out
like
for
that.
You last time.
No, though. I like that. Like I said,
you like living and dying by it every second. You'd rather just wake up and know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of did that on Thursday because I was so inundated with the baseball stuff and that didn't work out because Tampa Bay just, the things they did to me are insidious in their bets. And the only one, Fournette was the only one that took it easy. So that wasn't fun when you take a look and you're like, oh, look at that. It's all lost. It's all gone. Like, that's not super fun. But I do have a little bit of enjoyment just seeing everything done. But I will tell you this. I'm taking a look here. There's no Dolphin. I mean, we're doing this like late Thursday night. There's no Dolphins on at least one of the site's props. It's only okay. Jaguars. So you can't, because here's what I was going to say. I'd be interested in Myles Gaskin's receiving prop. I'd like to see what the receptions are, but it's only Jaguars. And Trevor Lawrence's rushing prop already at 23.5. So it keeps creeping up a little bit. James Robinson, though, 72.5 rushing yards. And his total, his rushing and receiving prop is 91.5 yards, which is, that's kind of interesting. I could feel
that's
just waking
James
up
Robinson,
and seeing
you said
it. That's
91
James
and
Robinson,
half?
Rushing yeah. and receiving yards, 91.
I
and
like
half.
That one.
Yeah, I kind of like that one as well. So I'm going to go Jacksonville. I'm going to go with the, I said over. Yeah, I'm going to go with the under. So I'm going to go with that money. Or no, I said I want to go with the over. I'm going to go with the over. I forgot. I'm sorry. I completely forgot about this. I'm fading what I did last week. And I'm going to take Jacksonville as well. Second game up, because I think we've got time for at least one or two more. This is a big dog, Kansas City at Washington with what might be the biggest spread of the week. Yeah, I think, or the biggest over-under line. Kansas City is favored by 6.5 at Washington, but the over-under is 55.
I love the over in this game. I would pick the Chiefs, even though they've been disappointing and they're on the road. I get that. But I like the over here because these defenses have been horrific. They're first and second in drives leading to points. As far as worst goes, they're 32 and 31. Kansas City's 32, Washington's 31. I talked about that on Bet This League on Friday. The Chiefs are giving up 7.1 yards per attempt against them. I mean, just so you try one play against the Chiefs and you are 70% of the way to a first down already. So it's just pathetic defense these teams have been playing. So I'm going to take the over. I'll take the Chiefs because I think they're the better team, but I don't really care about the spread in this one. I'm all about that over. All about that action, boss.
You're all about that over?
I'm all about the over. I picked it on Bet This League. I picked it on Line Star. I'm going to pick it here. I love this over. I mean, game is going to be insanity. It's all scoring. It's all Terry McLaurin, Kelsey, and Hill, and Mecole Hardman. It's going to be nuts.
I'm gonna fade that again. I'm going to fade the public for one more time, at least the over-under. I see where you're going with that. And Washington's defense has underperformed, I suppose, a little bit. But Kansas City just loves to not play that over-under line.
Last year. This year, their defense is real bad. Like, you know, the year they won the Super Bowl, their defense was bad. So everyone thought, oh, this year their defense is going to be bad. Again, they're winning on offense. And their defense was okay last year.
I'm taking a look. Oh, you just abruptly stopped talking. I thought you were still going. I'm looking up the stats here.
Well, I didn't mean to abruptly stop.
I know you had like this good momentum, like you were talking, and then all of a sudden you're like, and it's done. You know what? I stand corrected. So the over-under Boggs on the year, they are 4-1 on the over-under and 1-4 against the spread, Kansas City is. And Washington, check this out. Oh, you know what? I'm completely changing my mind now. I'm changing this on the fly. Washington also 4-1 on the over.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of an easy call to make.
Also 1-4 against the spread. So technically, you're just whatever you want to do. It's a gamble either side. I love Kansas City in this one. I guess I go with the over. I just feel like Washington's D going to be a little bit stouty, but I also love Terry McLaurin in this game. It's just
Washington's defense coming into the season, that's what everyone thought, and they were great last year. But for whatever reason, and there's not a lot of changes, you know, they've just been bad. They get Landon Collins back. He's actually been playing okay, but and Cameron Curl has actually been good for them. But the corners are rough. They've been getting not a lot of pressure with Montez Sweat and Chase Young. Chase Young just got his first sack this week. So, you know, they have just been underperforming on defense, both sides of this. And, you know, I mean, someone put Frank Clark on a milk carton last week because he's just done nothing for the Chiefs at all. Daniel Sorensen looks like the worst starter on defense in the NFL right now. There are many, many NFL memes and ghetto gronks and all that making, you saw Tyrann Mathieu just throw his arms up. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, Daniel Sorensen is just getting torched on every play. So it's just been a rough run for both of these defenses. So, you know, I'm sure because we're both on it now that this is a 17-7 game.
Absolutely. But Darrell Williams just have 24 carries
they keep fumbling and throwing picks at midfield the whole game. It'll be 100%. It's the Cheez-It Bowl. Yeah.
They're celebrating Sean Taylor, so their safeties are just getting picks and stuff like that. It's just
what
left and right.
Shameful just plug. I mean, I know. Washington trying to get people. Well, we're about to have a bunch of bad stuff come out about us. So
yeah, they're like, hey, remember those emails that got Gruden say? But guess what? It's Sean Taylor month. It's like,
yeah, oh, that's right. We could have done this 15 years ago.
Yeah, I could have done it when it really, really counted. Let's hit a break. We come back. We got a short segment and then hour two where we're going to have the majority of all the picks. So friends, stick around. It's Bogdan Welch. We'll be right back.
Pharrell.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Hello, buddies and friends. It's Bogman and the Welsh ending out Hour 1. It's a bye-bye. Hour 1, bye-bye. All the picks, lots of picks. Only a couple games we got to here in Hour 1. So Hour 2, full
you know, we didn't
of
get
all
to?
The picks. No.
We didn't get to how tired my legs are because I've been taking so many victory laps about Leonard Fournette being amazing. So, and I will repeat this line when I talk to Bubba later, but just so you guys know, I was right about Leonard Fournette, and you guys should never doubt me about anything ever.
You should just say you were right. You say I was right, you were wrong. And live by that. What did Fournette do on Thursday? Because I know I hit my receiving prop with over 40 yards. He scored 2 touchdowns.
Well, yeah, he 12? Only had the 2 touchdowns. But he did have 80 yards rushing. What was it? It was 22 for 81 and 6 catches for 46 yards. So 28 touches and 2 touchdowns. Also, that AB guy is pretty good, too. He laughed at me for putting him high. 13 targets, 9 catches, 93 yards and a score. So.
Sure wish I would have used him as my receiving prop and not Chris Godwin this past week. I just thought maybe that team might be a little bit focused on Antonio Brown, but you know what teams are? Really dumb and really stupid.
And, specifically the Eagles.
And specifically, oh yeah, by the way, can I take a victory lap and how I've said the Eagles are one of the most inept, crazy offenses that doesn't know what they're doing outside of have they scored? I have to imagine they have scored 60% of their season points in the final 20 minutes of games,
right?
Like in the second half, maybe in the second half, they are the garbage second half team that comes back and does stuff.
They just ruin your bets. That's all they do.
Why did they go for that too? Why did they do that? You know what? It ruined like 3 different things for me.
And I honestly feel like that's why they did it.
To hurt me?
No, well, not to you, but no, just they knew that they were 6.5-point underdogs. Someone had to have known.
Oh, like, you know what? I love that conspiracy. I love the conspiracy.
I don't think it's a conspiracy.
That the coaching staff knew the 6.5 line was out there. Please let
that
be
okay,
true.
We'll come up with a better reason. What? What is it?
No, I'm not.
They're losing by 6. You kick a field goal and that's 9.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm taking it. We're running with it. Guess what? Eagles purposely use the 2-pointer to cover a +6.5 Eagle spread. Love it. Take it to the bank. Tampa Bay, you suck. I don't need money. Who cares? Let's go to break.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.